Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. 703-780-3776. Y'all are lazy today. Although they weren't lazy in what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence. They were pretty damn good at it. That was another good one. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
They're always good.
I'm going to play now. Let that man cook. Right? What is it called?
Let him
eat.
Cook!
Oh.
Let him cook!
The Texans will draft a quarterback late. Let's say Aiden O'Connell in the fourth round. Davis Mills will be their starter this year, and Davis Mills will have an exceptional season and turn into the Houston Texans starting quarterback for years to come.
I said let him cook!
I was thinking about this. What if Davis Mills is the guy?
That's the definition of let him cook.
What if Davis Mills does turn? What if they do say, we don't like any of these quarterbacks? We are going to go with an Aiden O'Connell will fit the offense
if
well.
If you're a real fan.
But
somebody,
Davis Mills wins the job in camp.
There's too many people I can tell you this. There's a lot of people who are, Davis Mills could throw 50 touchdown passes 4 years in a row, and there's still a lot of people who are going to want to, like, yeah, but. We can't win the big one. Like, if you didn't win
the Super Bowl, San Francisco hasn't won the big one either.
I know, but, San Francisco also is looking for a quarterback, potentially.
Yeah.
And we'll see what Brock Purdy does.
And they did go.
There's
they
a lot of fans lot who are Lance. So far out on right. Davis Mills that I don't know if they can come back. You said exceptional season. Define exceptional.
Exceptional season would be...
he's going to be better in this offense.
35 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
Yeah. Oh, that's exceptional.
Exceptional.
That's exceptional. 35 touchdowns. Here's the dirty little secret. If Davis Mills can't be substantially better in this offense, forget even who the wide receivers are, which they should be better. If he can't be much better in this offense, then he probably doesn't need to be a starter in the league anywhere at any point. He's just going to be a garden variety backup.
No, this may be the offense perfect for him.
So here's the scary thing. If you go Davis Mills... and he goes 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, what do you do? Because that's not a great touchdown-interception ratio.
And you're going to win seven games.
Seven games. Seven wins, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. What do you do? Because, now all of a sudden you say, well, maybe another year in the offense, and he's cheap. He's super cheap. We can keep building around him. And if he becomes the guy, we're not going to have to pay him a crazy amount of money because, and we can get a fifth. No, you can't get a fifth year out of him because you only get 4 years. But now all of a sudden you're stuck making a second contract decision on Davis Mills.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, this is a possibility for these guys. These guys don't. You're right. San Francisco model does not call. Although they did give up a lot for Trey Lance. They did do that.
No, they did. Yeah. And that's one thing you have to take a look at.
Yeah.
The model doesn't usually call for it, and yet
right.
They ended up doing it.
They were lucky that Brock Purdy was just a throw-in at the end of the...
Yeah, let's be honest. C.J. Beathard was a third-rounder who didn't become anything.
Right.
Nick Mullins had his little run, and then that was it.
I think he was probably drafted for backup.
Jimmy Garoppolo was traded. He was not drafted. He was a traded pick. So... The whole draft anybody thing hasn't really worked other than a few games with Brock Purdy.
Well, and Garoppolo happened before Shanahan got there, didn't he?
No.
Oh, Shanahan did that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He drafted C.J. Beathard in his first draft and a third, which I thought it was such a puzzling pick that I've got a picture. I'll show you the picture where I'm doing this emoji. the finger on the chin emoji because I'm like, huh, on NFL, on our NFL broadcast. I couldn't believe that pick, and he didn't become anything. But they actually haven't seen, other than Brock Purdy. You think about it, like this whole just get the small guy who just runs the offense. That hasn't been a great the West Coast offense. That hasn't been an automatic winner.
What about a Stetson Bennett late instead of an Aiden O'Connell?
Man, there are people who think he's going to get undrafted. You know why? Character concerns.
Yeah.
Swear it. They just say he is a turd on wheels.
He's weak.
Just a pain in the ass. Just like he's not worth the juice. Isn't worth the squeeze. We're gonna get a little guy, and he's gonna be a pain. That's what I'm hearing from teams. They're like, I said, what round? 6, 7. Undrafted wouldn't surprise me. Nobody has now. Realistically, even at his size, he's probably fifth round guy. But no one thinks he's getting drafted there.
Because he's such.
Because he's just. They just say he's. He's just a pain.
Really?
He's got some. I said he got some Baker stuff. They're like, he's got some Johnny stuff. I'm like,
wow. What?
That's out of control. Say Johnny like that.
No.
Feels more Baker. And they're like, Baker had teammates who loved him.
Yeah. Stetson Bennett done?
I don't know.
Well,
that's
I'll
just
tell
what,
you this.
He's a 25-year-old. He's a lot older than a lot of these guys.
Well, Frankie met him at the Dell. In Austin, he was there.
Frankie who?
Frankie, my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not Damaris.
No, Frankie, my daughter, was out at the Dell, and she met him, and she thought he was okay. I mean...
Is your daughter...
He was out there partying, he was having a good time.
Is your daughter married?
No, but her boyfriend was there.
Stetson's got 2 national championships. He probably doesn't care about the boyfriend.
Well, but what kind of money does he come from? That's all I'm worried about.
NIL money.
Yeah, he's got NIL money, but how long is that going to last?
Well, he's going to have priority free agent money. He could end up signing for $10,000.
Well, that's not going to take care of Frankie forever. I'm just so you know, she's got her mother's taste.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going like to have to up that.
Sounds like she needs to marry a pitcher.
Yeah.
Starting pitcher with guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, that's exactly what Frankie needs. That's the deal.
Y'all trying to piss me off this morning? Ain't no way Davis Mills is beating out Case. No, I think that, yeah, you didn't give Case.
No, Case is there just for support.
Moral support?
Well, listen, Davis Mills is going to show in camp, and he's going to.
You're cooking again.
He's going to, yeah. No.
You're cooking.
Yeah. To add to John's cooking, David Johnson will be brought back in and lead the Texans with 14 TDs.
No, we're not doing
TDs.
David Johnson again.
Okay. He is going to have a big – Davis Mills is – y'all have written off Davis Mills.
Yep.
Okay?
I have.
You best not write off Davis Mills. I'm just telling you here and now. Okay? I'm just telling you here and now.
Jason McIntyre may be onto this. Houston Texans doing everything in their power to get the Colts to trade up to 2. Huh? Using media heavily. I'd say Ballard is too smart for that, but
does he love Will Levis?
I don't know, but that would make sense if they're leaking that to somebody, but I haven't seen where the media report comes from, so that's my thing. Are they trying to leak that to get the Colts to trade up? But would you make a move with the Colts? Like, what if they move up to 2 and they get Stroud? You got to not like Stroud, because what if the Colts move up to 2 and get Stroud, and you thought you were going to get Stroud at 4? The only way you would trade back is if you don't want CJ Stroud.
The only way you trade back is if you don't care which quarterback you get.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Right.
Yeah. If you're not taking a quarterback,
but
you trade
this,
back.
Total Pro Sports says NFL insider Jay Glazer provides update on Derrick Henry to the Eagles trade. There's a rumor the Eagles are close to trading for Titans running back Derrick Henry. This apparently isn't the case. NFL Jay Glazer. Now, you said the Bills are a possibility.
Yeah, but Dell made a really good point. Dell texted, they like to run out of shotgun, and that's not good for him because Derrick Henry has to be in an I formation so he can get his legs going downhill. He's not good at stop-start. Same thing with like Zach Charbonnet in this year's draft. Same thing with A.J. Dillon. There's certain running backs who they need the long runway so they can get the momentum built up. So that actually doesn't fit him unless they went under center a lot more. That's really under center is really, or at least in pistol is where you'd use Derrick Henry. So Buffalo may not be a great fit for him. I think it'd be great I think it'd be great in terms of what they need, but the offense really needs to work for him. Look at Molly Karam has a little, like a 1940s flapper hairdo going today.
Oh, does she?
Saw that. Yeah.
A little flapper 1940s yeah. hairdo? I don't even know what that means. But
flappers weren't 40s. They were more like roaring 20s, right?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what any of flappers? I don't know what a flapper is.
You don't know what a flapper
not
is?
Not a haircut, no.
With the, a lot of times they had the little curly hair here, and they wore headbands and the little short dresses. She's not wearing that.
That seems like
and
a tennis
thing. They did the Charleston. They did this.
That's the 20s.
Yeah, the roaring 20s. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Flapper.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Oh, I went back to the 20s. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, look at me. I'm New York Knickerbockers. And here comes Archie Barrett rooting down the dime. Oh, look at me. I'm Stephen A. Smith. And you are going to see us play the basketball. Then when Babe Ruth steps up to the plate.
When the Babe. All right. 1-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6 is the number. I want to talk.
Man, I wish I was around in the 20s so I could watch people run super fast around the bases.
Yeah, oh, because they
now,
did.
Now, some people believe that that's because the film is sped up, but I just tend to believe that they ran super fast with very short, choppy steps. Or the basketball dribbling.
Yeah.
Like, that was real. Bob Cousy.
That was real.
There was no such thing as palming back
no,
in the
no,
day.
No. But little white guys running around with their little choppy legs, running 100 miles an hour.
That was a 20.
Babe Ruth running like, yeah. Yeah.
Say, no, hey, no. Kids, look at Babe Ruth run around the base pass with short, choppy steps going 100 miles an hour. That's
how many stolen bases did Babe Ruth have?
10.
Okay. We'll look it up on the other side. But first, we're going to talk about Houston Powder
Coaters. Oh, I thought you knew the answer.
I have no idea.
Okay, then I'll go 30, I guess. What? I had no idea what Babe. I could be off by 100.
We,
I don't know.
We have no idea. But right now, I know this. Houston Powder Coaters is the place to go if you have metal. This is a lot of lawn furniture. We get a lot of lawn furniture talk here because there's that's the most metal thing in a residential area that you're going to have. But you could have anything metal. You could have car parts or your rims or whatever, and you want to keep them. You want to paint them. You want them to look unbelievable. They're going to get all of that rust off. They're going to make sure that it looks perfect, perfect, perfect every time. Those ovens are spectacular. The priming for all of this is meticulous. They are really, really, really spectacular. And they do everything. They're the biggest by volume and the best. They're just the biggest and the best. 20 years of experience, 5-star customer service, great Google reviews. If you have any metal that you want to keep, that you want long-term, that you want to look its best, that you want to look like it's brand new, if your patio furniture is old and faded or whatever it is, you got anything that they can do anything metal. All you got to do is go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Finding the right lawyer is crucial. That's why calling the Morley Law Firm should be your first choice. The experienced Morley Law Firm team can assist you with DWI, criminal issues, auto accidents, injuries, or divorce matters. They can also help with medical malpractice and immigration problems. Don't waste time calling around Houston for a lawyer. Call the Morley Law Firm, 713-839-9955. That's 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com. Make the call. Morley Law. Se habla español.
Hey guys, BK here, and I want to invite you to join our ESPN 97.5 Draft Party Thursday, April 27th at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. We'll be at the Greenway location off of 59, and everyone is going to be there.
You know I'll be there.
Hey, I'll be there too. We're broadcasting live during the entire first round, so come out and join us.
This party is going to be awesome. There will be drink specials, food specials, prizes, and of course, an NFL draft to watch. That's Thursday, April 27th at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage.
With the scorching Texas heat, the best relief is a frosty pint of beer. Frosttown Brewing is in the heart of downtown Houston, offering up frosty pints in a spacious tap room and beautiful beer garden. From light lagers to IPAs, there's something for everyone. Serving local pride by the pint, Frosttown Brewing is the place for crafting community and family alongside a cold pint. Come by and check us out at www.frosttownbrew.com.
It's Jeremy Branham for ProDunk Hoops, and there's so many things to like about ProDunk Hoops. One, they make the highest quality basketball goals you'll find. tempered glass backboard, breakaway rim, thick steel pole, stainless steel hardware, and height adjustable. Two, their accessories are next level. LED light kits for night play, backstop nets, pole pad lettering, and lots more. Three, you can order everything, including professional installation online. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get a basketball goal for your family at ProDunkHoops.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Stetson, when he passes the breathalyzer, he's got his arms in the air, celebrate. Why didn't you go put Johnny on anybody except me? You can put John. Hey, you're a lot like Johnny. Okay, I get that. Can't put that on a player.
What?
If I was coming out in the draft when I was coming out after my college career, I would be Johnny Manziel. There's no question. There's no question. But you can't put that on another human being.
That's what a team is doing.
Oh.
I tried to even say, you mean more like, you know, Baker Mayfield, right? No, Johnny. No, Baker's teammates liked him. I'm like, oh, my God. What? When you say like Johnny, that's a lot to say.
Yeah.
You can't.
Maybe he means unlikable like Johnny.
No, Johnny's teammates, I think, liked him, too.
Did they?
I think so, right?
Yeah. Well,
did they not? No. He's saying, okay, so if you say both those guys had kind of, you know, douchebaggy qualities, yeah. Maybe some like to party a little too hard, didn't whatever. But then you say, okay, what's more like Baker, right? No, Baker's teammates liked him. So what they're saying is, no, he's more like Johnny, where Johnny goes harder in the paint than Baker Mayfield.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, did you hear?
I don't shoot the messenger. I mean, I'm watching him play football, and I'm like, yeah. Looks like pretty good quarterback. Oh, look, he's older. Oh, look, he's, you know, he's throwing away. He throws his best. He plays his best football
pounds.
I mean, you know, I don't know the guy.
He's 5'7", 140. But
he's not big, but he can sling it a little bit.
No, he can sling it.
I think Baker Mayfield. Now, if you want to talk about college quarterbacks, to me, Baker Mayfield, you want to get to tape, it'd be like this. Okay, Bryce Young, Hendon Hooker, Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker Mayfield. Stetson Bennett. And then we'll get down to Levis and Richardson, you know, down the road. I just want to say tape. Stetson Bennett would probably be third. Behind Hendon Hooker, who would be two, and one would be Bryce Young. If that's how it worked. But that's not how it works. Stetson's tape was a little uneven in the middle of the year. But boy, if we're going to say C.J. Stroud, what he did against Georgia, Stetson Bennett, anytime he plays in the playoffs, last year and this year, go look at his stats in the playoffs. It's really good. Like, you're going to freak out how good it is, Stetson Bennett, how good he plays. You're not even going to believe this. Number one, while I'm looking this up, can you tell us how many stolen bases Babe Ruth had?
I can get that.
All right, don't worry about it.
All right, I get it.
Because that's what everyone's waiting for right now.
So it was Babe Ruth's stats all time. Let's go. Baseball reference has to have the biggest baseball reference ever.
I'm going to say 35 stolen bases, but I just don't know.
Okay, stolen base. How about 123? 123 stolen bases. He had none up until he had two seasons where he had 17. Holy crap! Babe Ruth stealing bases with that little choppy, you know, when he's eating hot dogs on the way down. How about that? You think he could steal off Maldonado?
No. Babe Ruth got punched out, even with those super fast steps.
Yeah,
that everyone in the 20s had on video.
Right.
I think Maldi's still throwing.
Do you think that he would be better at the plate than Maldonado with the bases loaded?
Yes.
Right now, I mean.
Yes. Right now. Yes.
It's so awful.
I'm going to throw you some Stetson Bennett numbers.
Okay.
And go ahead and get ready for this. Ready?
Okay.
Stetson Bennett I'm going to go back to 2021 first, and we're going SEC championship game and then playoffs. All right? SEC championship game against Alabama, 2021, or the 2021 season. 29 of 48 for 340 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Michigan, semifinals, 20 of 30 for 313, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Alabama, national championship, 17 of 26 for 224, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Okay, so last year he had eight touchdowns and two interceptions and two games over 300 yards. All right, 2022 this year, SEC championship game against LSU, 23 of 29 for 274, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Against Ohio State, 23 of 34 for 398 yards, three touchdowns, one interception. TCU, national championship, 18 of 25 for 304, four touchdowns, no interceptions. This year, in the SEC championship game and then against Ohio State and TCU, he had 11 touchdowns and one interception. He averaged over 300 yards per game.
And in the TCU game, he didn't even – it was over at half. It was over before the half.
I think I actually wrote these – these stats up for Stetson Bennett's draft profile. I looked it up, and I was like, what in the world? Stetson Bennett's draft profile. Here we go. I think I've got the stats in here. He threw for – in championship, SEC championship games and national title – he posted 308.8 passing yards per game with a completion rate of 67.7% and a touchdown to interception ratio of 19 to 3 while going 5-1 over the last six postseason games.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.